With the October 24th civic election fast approaching, it's worth taking note of how to cast your ballot. First, prospective voters should consider whether they fit the eligibility criteria. Are a resident in the local municipality or are the owner or tenant of land there, or the spouse of such owner or tenant are a Canadian citizen or at least 18 years old are not prohibited from voting under subsection 17(3) of the Municipal Elections Act, 1996 or otherwise by law. Those prohibited from voting include inmates, a corporation, a person acting as an executor or trustee in any other representative capacity, and those convicted of corruption within the last 5 years, as described in the Municipal Elections Act. For eligible voters, the first major hurdle will be determining which candidates they want to vote for, which is a gap Sudbury.com has been striving to fill throughout the election cycle and beyond with our news coverage. A full list of candidates and their corresponding websites and contact information can be found by clicking here. The list includes 9 mayoral candidates and numerous council and school board trustee hopefuls. Voters are also encouraged by the city to make sure their information is accurate on the voters list, although it's not necessary to do so in advance of voting and can be done when you cast your physical ballot. Ensuring your information is accurate early helps speed up the process on election day. Plus, the information needs to be accurate in order to take part in electronic voting, which will be made available from 10 a.m. on October 14 to when polls close at 8 p.m. on October 24. Electronic voting can be done on any computer, tablet or smartphone. You can check to make sure your information on the voters list is accurate by clicking here. In the event the information is not accurate, prospective voters can get it updated by visiting any one of the city's citizen service centers. For those casting paper ballots, the city has lined up 3 advance voting locations for the 2 Saturdays leading up to Election Day, including October 15 and October 22, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days. Centennial Community Center and Arena, at 4333 Centennial Drive, Hanmer-Kelmsford Community Center and Arena, 215 Edward Avenue, Kelmsford Tom Davies Square Foyer, at 200 Brady Street, Sudbury. The city has also lined up 27 locations for regular paper ballot voting on Election Day, October 24, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Beaver Lake Sports and Cultural Center, at 45 Club Road, Worthington Capriel Community Center and Arena, at 20 Meehan Avenue, Capriel Caruso Club, Upper Hall, at 385 Hague Street, Sudbury. Centennial Community Center and Arena, at 4333 Centennial Drive, Hanmer-Kelmsford Community Center and Arena, at 215 Edward Avenue, Chelmsford College Boreal, Restaurant, Au Pied du Rocher, at 21 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury Colonial Inn, at 28 Cedar Street, Coniston Confederation Secondary School, at 1918 Main Street, Val Karen Dowling Citizen Service Center, at 79 Main Street West, Dowling Drive. Edgar Leckler Community Center and Arena, at 158 St. Agnes Street, Azilda Elm West Playground, at 505 White Street, Sudbury. Garson Community Center and Arena, at 100 Church Street, Garson Jerry McCrory Countryside Sports Complex, at 235 Countryside Drive, Sudbury. Holiday Inn, at 1696 Regent Street, Sudbury. McClelland Community Center and Arena, at 37 Veterans Road, Coppercliff. Microtel, at 1312 Kingsway, Sudbury. Norcat, at 1545 Maley Drive, Sudbury. Onapping Falls Golden Age Club, at 109 Service Road, Onapping. Queen Elizabeth II Public School, at 32 Dell Street, Sudbury. Robert H. Murray Public School, at 3 Henry Street, Whitefish. Royal Canadian Legion Branch 76, at 1553 Weller Street, Sudbury. Skeed Senior Citizens Club, at 5 Bell Street, Skeed Street. Stevens on the Hill United Church, at 1248 Lausanne Avenue, Sudbury. TM Davies Community Center and Arena, at 325 Anderson Dr. Lively United Pentecostal Church, at 2080 LaSalle Boulevard, Sudbury. United Steelworkers Hall and Conference Center, at 66 Brady Street. Sudbury. Wanapite Community Center, at 161 Glenbower Crescent, Wanapite. The city is offering free public transit on Election Day, and will include a shuttle service from Cambrian College to Norcat in order to make that location more accessible to voters. Paper ballots are printed on demand, and voters can attend any voting location to cast their ballot, on which they select a mayoral candidate, council candidate for the ward in which they reside, and school board trustee candidate for their ward and the school board they support. Ballots will be dropped into a box, which staff will later take to a central processing location to be tabulated. The unofficial results of the election are anticipated the evening of October 24th, with the problems that delayed results during the 2018 civic election unlikely to repeat due to a change in process. The electronic-only voting model used in 2018 has been abandoned in favor of this year's paper ballot, internet voting hybrid voting model. According to the official results from 2018, that election's voter turnout was approximately 45%. When it comes to city councilor positions, the lowest turnout was 39.89% in Ward 12 and the greatest turnout was in Ward 9, where 51.15% of voters turned out. That is, excluding Wards 2 and 3, which were acclaimed. This time around, all of the wards have been contested in the city councilor race, while several school board trustee positions have been acclaimed. For the City of Greater Sudbury's rundown of information for voters, click here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.